You didn't like him?
No, Roland agreed. I didn't, not a bit. Nor trusted him. I've met tail spinners before, Jake, and they're all cut more or less from the same cloth. They tell tales because they're afraid of life.
Do you say so?
Jake thought it was a dismal idea. He also thought it had the ring of truth. I do. But, he shrugged. It is what it is, that shrug said.
Kashum,
Jake thought. If their quartet broke, and it was King's fault. If it was King's fault, what? Take revenge on him? It was a gunslinger's thought. It was also a stupid thought, like the idea of taking revenge on God.
But we're stuck with it, Jake finished.
Aye, that wouldn't stop me from kicking his yellow, lazy ass if I got the chance, though. Jake burst out laughing at that, and the gunslinger smiled. Then Roland got to his feet with a grimace, both hands planted on the ball of his right hip. Bugger, he growled.
Hurts bad, huh?
Never mind my aches and Molly's. Come with me, I'll show you something more interesting. Roland, limping slightly, led Jake to where the path curled around the flank of the lumpy little mountain, presumably bound for the top. Here the gunslinger tried to hunker, grimaced, and settled to one knee instead. He pointed to the ground with his right hand. What do you see? Jake also dropped to one knee. The ground was littered with pebbles and fallen chunks of rock. Some of those talus had been disturbed, leaving marks in the scree. Beyond the spot where they knelt side by side, two branches of what Jake thought was a mesquite bush had been broken off. He bent forward and smelled the thin and acrid aroma of the sap. Then he examined the marks in the scree again. There were several of them, narrow and not too deep. If there were tracks, they certainly weren't human tracks. Or those of a desert dog, either.